Freedom!
Order! Order!
Question time saw two ministers required to defend things they'd said in another capacity. First, Acting Women's Affairs Minister Georgina Tohuhu, who's taken over the portfolio from Pansy Wong, faced this trick question from Labour's Sue Moroney.
Does she agree with National Party MP Georgina Tohuhu when she said on August 14, 2003, that the Ministry of Women's Affairs is a, quote, historic sexist relic and should have been scrapped?
The Honourable Georgina Tohuhu.
In all fairness, Mr. Speaker, I don't remember saying that.
Labour's Trevor Mallard said Georgina Tohuhu was not being asked whether she remembered what she said.
What she was being asked is whether she, as Minister, agreed with what was being quoted.
But the Speaker said the Minister could challenge the accuracy of the quote, whereupon Sue Moroney offered authentication.
Would it assist the House if I tabled the document
Order.
With the quote that I just used?
Is the member seeking leave
yes,
to table a document?
Yes, I can seek leave.
What's the document?
The document is entitled Sexist Relics Should Be Scrapped. So
but order, MP. Order, order. That is not the document.
Lockwood Smith was worried that Sue Moroney might be trying to get around his ban on the tabling of media reports.
The document is an article from the New Zealand Herald dated the 14th of August 2003.
We're not going to table articles from the New Zealand Herald.
Labour's Chief Whip, Darren Hughes, said that while he understood the Speaker's aversion to the tabling of material already freely available to members, he should make an exception.
So I think in this case there are two points which might make you consider different. One is it is a newspaper from 2003. Even a disorganised member will have thrown out their newspapers from that year. Secondly, sir, it validates the quote that my colleague is using with respect to the member who quite genuinely, by the look of the minister, is perplexed about whether or not she had said that or not. So by tabling it, I think that would actually be of assistance to this House in this particular case.
But reluctant to allow the tabling of what he calls press articles, the Speaker invited Sue Moroney to rephrase her question instead.
Does she think that the Ministry of Women's Affairs is a historic sexist relic and should be scrapped?
The Honourable Georgina Tohuhu.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker.
Order. I want to be able to hear the Minister.
Mr. Speaker, wherever that quote comes from, it may have been a relic back then in 2003 when that party was in government, but it's certainly not a relic now. It's an action-packed ministry.
For Attorney General Chris Finnerson, though, it was what he'd said as a minister in another portfolio, as he explained an answer to this question from Rodney Hyde.
Does he stand by his statements that Ngāti Kahu protesters at Taipa Bay can, quote, go to hell and, quote, I think they're stupid?
Mr. Speaker, I did not make those comments as Attorney General. They do not relate to my Attorney General portfolio. They were made by me as Minister for Treaty Negotiations in the context of an issue related to treaty settlements.
Rodney Hyde complained that the Minister had failed to answer the question, but he failed to convince the Speaker.
The Minister was purely pointing out that he made those statements as Minister for Treaty Negotiation Issues. He didn't deny making the statements.
Mr. Finnerson also faced questions from Labour's Shane Jones.
What does the Minister say to the Far North community who have watched the abandonment of the sailing regatta, the cancellation of annual fishing competitions because of fear associated with this land occupation, connected with obviously troubled treaty negotiations?
The Honourable Chris Finlayson.
Well, in answer to the last point, the negotiations are not troubled. Very good progress has been made. But what I would say to those people is that they have every right to be upset and disappointed. The selfish actions of a few have harmed the activities, the legitimate activities of the entire community, and those groups have every right to feel frustrated and disappointed.
The Honourable Shane Jones.
When he told the Taipa protesters, nephews to Hone Haruera, to go to hell, what directions did he have in mind and who did he think they might meet there?
The Honourable Chris Finlayson.
Well, Trevor Mallard's not dead yet,
Trevor Mallard, still very much alive, continued to use procedural devices to delay debate on the Employment Relations Amendment Bill No. 2 when its committee stage resumed under urgency at the end of question time. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.